Hello everyone, welcome back to the PianoSynthaparts.com podcast. YPG Yamaha 535, is it this good? Yamaha has a talent for producing excellent digital pianos at reasonable prices. There are a ton of options available to you if you're searching for a good digital piano for around $500. The YPG 535 Yamaha is another variable that Yamaha has added to this equation. We put this Yamaha 88-key digital piano to the test to see if it lives up to the company's claims of being a fantastic instrument, or if it is just another cheap choice that falls short. Let's have a glance at our Yamaha YPG 535 review. See more. Top piano notes sheet for beginners. Best piano of all time. How can I play piano? Top 10 best pianos for beginners. Top 5 Yamaha digital piano grand models you must try. Does the YPG 535 Yamaha look good? In general, digital pianos are not very attractive musical instruments. Because of their disproportionality, they frequently have a gawky aspect. The Yamaha YPG 535 is one of those uncommon instruments that has a very striking appearance. With its predominantly silver tone, black accents around the keys, and blue backlit screen, the Yamaha YP 535 digital piano has a classy appearance. It has a striking visual appeal, thanks to the black and white mix of the knobs and buttons. From a visual perspective, the speaker grills have a deeper shade of silver, and when placed on a stand, they look great, making the device suitable for a stage. Its size and lack of complexity indicate that it was designed with beginners and intermediate pianists in mind, but more experienced pianists might not find it useful. This digital piano clearly has a lot of thought put into its appearance, and that pays off because it's a really special piece of equipment. There are limited options in terms of aesthetics, and nearly all digital pianos in this price range have quite identical designs. This section of the game is completely rewritten by the YPG Yamaha 535 piano, which is very encouraging for pianists who are also visual enthusiasts. Does the YPG 535 Yamaha have a good sound? At this pricing point, the sound would be the main worry for anyone. We felt conflicted about the Yamaha YPG 535's tones. Focusing on number over quality is where the Yamaha YPG 535 piano fails, and it's a mistake that practically every other digital piano in this market is also guilty of. Out of the 8 piano sounds, only 3 appeared to be sufficiently good to be performed in public. There are a few nice organ and string sounds in addition to almost all of the electric piano sounds, but the remaining sounds are really disappointing. The sound of Yamaha Piano YPG 535 is passable, nothing special. The sound is good in the middle of the keyboard, but at the top and lower extremities it starts to lose its impact. You can use this digital piano for some purposes as a keyboardist, but you will eventually outgrow it. This emphasizes once more that if you want to make it to the top of the music business, you will eventually require a more expensive digital piano or keyboard. Yamaha YPG 535 review, the feel. This is yet another clear indication that this is primarily a beginner's digital piano. It feels rather light to the touch because it employs the graded soft touch technique. For a novice, this can be very helpful, but it can also result in the development of incorrect skills. And switching from this digital piano to a more expensive model or an actual piano can be challenging. It is comparable to the real thing because it is graded, but not in a very compelling way. However, it is good news for those who create music and aren't proficient pianists because it gives them access to a full 88-key layout that is more user-friendly and forgiving. Final thoughts. The sub-$500 market is characterized by a recurring theme of cost reduction. Unfortunately, the Yamaha YPG 535 cuts corners in all the wrong places. In unexpected areas, like the multi-track recording capabilities and the quality of the onboard effects, it excels. But there are far too many concessions made in the important areas, including feel and sound. Digital pianos in this category are often only intended for beginners, and they frequently perform admirably in that capacity. One of those exceptional examples that even novices will find insufficient is the Yamaha YPG 535. DAW users are the only ones to whom we would suggest this digital piano, and even they have better alternatives. Although there are a few positive aspects, the shortcomings are too great to overlook. This instance of beauty devoid of substance is well known. Source by pianosintheparks.com. Goodbye. See you in the next podcast episodes.